Your sexual energy is the most potent, most powerful form of energy that you have access to. It's the same energy that drove men to conquer cities, to build empires, to chase the woman of their dreams, to build their physiques, to do their creative work. And for some reason, the modern world is desperately trying to convince men that this very energy, this life force, they should be siphoning off into a black hole that returns them nothing. The media, the advertisements, the music, the algorithms on Instagram and TikTok constantly feed us with hyper-sexualized images, videos, and content that provoke us to want to release our sexual energy multiple times a day, right? Because the only way you release is not just through ejaculation, but it's through consuming this kind of content. And so most men are living in a state where their mind is hyper-sexualized, right? And this is the antithesis of what you should be doing as a man, because your sexual energy is the very foundation of your life force. It's the same energy that can be converted into the creative work that you want to do, into the physique that you want to build, into the life that you want to carve out for yourself. And so there is a practice, or there's a community in the modern world called the semen retention community. And semen retention is a practice of retaining your seed. And the essence is that your semen contains the life force, contains the energy that you can use to build the life that you want. But there are certain things that this community gets wrong. They focus so much on retaining, on holding in your seed. But I think you can take it one step further. And this step further is the step further that the ancient Indians used, right, in 3000 BC. The Taoist Chinese used in 400 BC, or sorry, not 3000 BC, 1500 BC, but 3000 years ago, right? People like Nikola Tesla, Freud, these people understood exactly how to use your sexual energy to your advantage. Now, in this masterclass, I'm going to teach you exactly what semen retention is. I'm going to teach you what aspects it gets right, what aspects it gets wrong, and how you can use it in your day-to-day life to actually unlock your inner power that is waiting to be released. Because most men navigate their lives in a way where they're so drained, where they're so tired, where they're flat, they have no motivation, and they don't understand that the energy that they need is within them, but they've just been directing it in the wrong way. And so if you're here from the semen retention community, or you want to know more about it, understand that the practice is real, but the explanation is wrong. And the ancient world knew something that you have not been told. So welcome to the masterclass. I'm going to break down the art of semen retention. Now, what this masterclass is going to cover is the hook. Something real is happening, but the modern explanation is wrong. The history of semen retention, every major civilization independently arrived at the same instinct, right? Different parts of the globe all came to the same conclusion that your sexual energy is powerful. The ancient practices, so this is what they actually taught, and not what modern semen retention borrowed from them, but what the real ancient philosophers and practitioners of sexual transmutation actually taught, the pattern. So the instinct is correct of the modern semen retention gurus, but the framework is wrong. And then I'm going to teach you about transmutation, right? There are 5 different channels where you can transmute your sexual energy. And then the sovereign practice. And this is what it looks like daily as a lived reality, because it's easy to understand the philosophy, but to implement it in real life is a different thing. And so without further ado, let's get into the lecture. And so understand that something real is happening when you practice semen retention. There are a number of benefits that are common amongst men who practice semen retention. And these aren't placebo, these aren't pseudoscience. These are real things that men are experiencing. Increased vitality, right? Clarity, energy, confidence, magnetism. These are all real experienced benefits. So let's walk through a few of them. And the question isn't whether it's real. The question is, Why is this happening, right? So the first benefit, and this is the main one, is mental clarity. Your brain fog lifts and your focus returns. Most men go through their lives in a state of haze, of fog, and they can't really make good decisions because they're constantly drained of their energy and their ability to think about the future version of themselves. Constantly just tired, making bad decisions, irrational, inability to use reason. And what happens when you start practicing semen retention is that that brain fog lifts and you then have the ability to focus on your work, right? To lock in and do the things that you know you're supposed to do. They also notice physical vitality. Their energy rises and recovery improves, right? This retention of your sexual energy translates to physical aggression, intensity during your workouts, an ability to push through sets or reps that you wouldn't have been able to do before. A lot of men report that when they go to the gym, right, they have more energy, more focus, more intensity. Drive and ambition, and this is a super important one. Most men don't understand that when they're releasing their sexual energy on a day-to-day basis, it's the reason why they feel flat. It's the reason why they lack motivation. It's the reason why they have no drive or desire to pursue their goals and they lack ambition. Because this sexual energy should be translated into your ambition, into your drive and your hunger and your passion for success. Yet most men are just flat, tired, lazy. Right? And so when you start semen retention, the flatness recedes and the hunger returns and you realize, damn, this is who I actually am. I am a man who's motivated, who's driven, but I was just draining my sexual energy. And then this is the most subjective experience, but magnetic presence. Something shifts in how men carry themselves. Men start to walk with a better posture. They start to make eye contact with people. They notice that people are more receptive to them, more respectful, right? They want to engage in conversations with them. And this is what happens on semen retention. And a lot of people say this is a placebo. However, it's not. Now, the semen retention got the instinct right. They notice that when they retain, this is what happens, but the explanation is wrong. Now, this is what's actually happening, the neurological mechanisms and the biological processes that happen. You see me, I'm not really a religious type of person. I'm not really somebody who delves too deep into spirituality or mysticism or the woo-woo stuff. I like to ground my observations in reality and draw conclusions from things that you can actually study, observe, and repeat. And so a lot of people think semen retention is just a spiritual stuff or like this is pseudoscience, but this is grounded in real neuroscience. Now, the first thing is dopamine receptor recovery. Understand that compulsive pornography use dulls the brain's reward circuitry. What does this mean? When you watch porn on a regular basis, you know that it's such a super stimuli that it floods your brain with dopamine. And most people misunderstand dopamine. Dopamine is not the pleasure chemical like it's commonly referred to as. Dopamine is the molecule of pursuit, of wanting, of anticipation. And so dopamine spikes in anticipation of reward. So when you're searching for the perfect video, right, when you're thinking about watching porn or releasing, that is when dopamine spikes. And most men are getting these dopamine peaks on a day-to-day basis. And the sad thing about it is that ordinary life, natural things, the dopamine spikes are more tame, they're more neutral. And so what happens is because you're flooding your brain with so much dopamine, it turns down the volume. Imagine you have a speaker and you're playing it at full volume 24/7. Right, you're going to damage the speakers, and so naturally the brain, it downregulates its dopamine receptors, and so normal things in life don't register anymore. And so this is why men who constantly release their sexual energy feel like they lack motivation, feel like they're flat, and nothing really feels good anymore because they've been destroying their dopamine reward system. And so what happens is when you abstain, it allows for restoration of those dopamine receptors and the reward system. And the clarity men report is neurological, not mystical. It's not mystical. It's literally the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for executive function, regaining its dopamine signaling, right? And so your prefrontal cortex, which allows you to make strategic, long-term decisions, which allows you to plan for the future, which helps you make better decisions in life, is starting to come back online when your dopamine begins to be restored. Now, the next thing, and this is something that most people don't know about, is prolactin normalization. Now, after you orgasm, your body floods with this hormone called prolactin. And prolactin post-orgasm increases suppression of dopamine. And so you might have realized that after you orgasm, you feel flat, you feel tired, you feel like you lack this purpose in your life, and it's because of prolactin. Now, if you ejaculate once, prolactin won't affect you that much. But the problem is chronic compulsive use of pornography or chronic sexual release increases prolactin levels chronically. And so this is why you walk around feeling flat and tired all the time, right? It results in chronic flatness. And what happens is when you abstain, this reduces the suppression of dopamine and the energy that returns that you feel when you feel alive on semen retention, right? It's neurochemical. And the third thing, and this is the most important thing, and it's quite deeply philosophical, is attentional orientation. When you retain, right, what you're doing is actually taking this energy that you would have been assigning to pornography, to releasing, towards sexual stimuli, and now you have that available for you. Because all the time and the energy and the attention that you would have spent doing sexual stuff is now freed up. And so now you can reorient your attention to the things that matter most. And so without the compulsive loop, the nervous system seeks stimulation elsewhere. And this is very important to understand, because this is all about energy, right? Your energy all comes from one source. And so when you stop directing your sexual energy towards porn, towards sexual stimuli, you now have this reserve of energy that is waiting to be assigned. And if you don't actually remain conscious and aware of what you're doing, your nervous system is going to assign that energy elsewhere. Gaming, right? Scrolling on social media, watching YouTube videos. And so you have to be intentional with where you put your energy when you're on retention. And this is why I say that the modern retention community gets this wrong, because they're so focused on conservation rather than transmutation or redirection. And so you get this restlessness, right, when you start retaining, and the restlessness is redirectable energy. And this is the whole point of semen retention. It's the reason why you feel alive, why you feel like you just need to do something, because you're retaining that energy. And so the instinct isn't wrong, the mechanism is wrong. And this masterclass is the correction, right? Now, we're gonna get into the history of semen retention, of sexual transmutation, and how every major civilization independently arrived at the same instinct. Now, we've got five different civilizations. We have ancient India, 3,000 years ago. And understand that there was no communication between any of these civilizations, but they all landed on the same practice. So that means there's this recurring truth that happens in major civilizations where they understand the fundamental practice of self-mastery, sexual discipline, and being able to utilize your sexual energy for good. So 3,000 years ago, in 1500 BCE, ancient India had a practice called Brahmacharya. And I'm going to break down what this actually means later. But this is the direction of vital force towards attainment of a higher consciousness, of a higher goal. We have 400 BCE, Taoist China, Jing circulation. Jing is your sexual energy, the vital essence consciously directed upward. We have ancient Greece, 500 BCE, and this is the Stoics, Plato, Aristotle, and they have this practice of enkrateia, and this basically means self-mastery, and this is the foundation of excellence, right? We have the four virtues of Greek philosophy, and those are wisdom, courage, temperance, and justice. And without self-mastery, without the enkrateia, none of this can happen, right? And so this is the foundation of excellence. And then we have the Victorian West in the 1800s, and they came up with this thing called the vital force theory. And this is essentially the idea that your nervous energy and your sexual energy are both the same force, and they can be used to stimulate intellectual pursuit, creative pursuit. And then we have Tesla, we have Freud, who came up with his theory of sublimation. We have Tesla, who used creative celibacy to come up with his inventions, right? And then we have Muhammad Ali, who used pre-competition abstinence to be an animal in the ring, right? And none of these cultures communicated with each other. They all arrived here independently. And so I want to quickly talk about the ancient practices and what they actually taught, and what semen retention in the modern day borrowed. Now, Brahmacharya. Brahman means ultimate reality. It means the universal consciousness that underlies everything in this world. It's the higher state of consciousness that governs the entire universe, right? And Charya, did I say Brahmacharya or Brahmacharya? Brahmacharya. And Charya is essentially movement. And so Brahmacharya means movement towards a higher consciousness. And this isn't just about sexual discipline or sexual transmutation. It encapsulates everything in your life. And so you must be disciplined in all areas of your life. You must practice moderation. However, at the core of Brahmacharya and the Vedic philosophy is this idea of Ojas. And Ojas is a force that is connected to your seminal fluids. And essentially, it's the most potent force that a man has in his life. And when it's directed towards spiritual attainment, this is a complete life philosophy, right? You can direct this sexual energy towards your studies, towards your business, towards your relationships, everything in your life. And the way you do this is through breath work, through meditation, right? Through different spiritual practices. But what the modern semen retention community borrowed is the retention of semen as just a physical hack. They completely disregarded the entire philosophy and just took, oh yeah, just retain your semen and you'll become a beast. No. There are so many different areas. And obviously I'm not an expert on Brahmacharya, so I can't teach you everything about it. But understand that these ancient practices go way deeper than just this idea of retaining your semen. And then we have the Taoist Jing. And the Taoists in China in 400 BCE, they came up with this idea of a three-part mechanism. And we have the Jing, we have the Qi, and we have the Shen. And the Jing is your sexual energy, right? The sexual energy. The Qi is your life force. And the Shen is your higher consciousness. It's your mind, right? And so the Jing, which is your sexual energy, is a bit more rigid. And then it can be converted into Qi. And Qi is the movement of energy throughout the body, right? So you have your sexual energy that you can convert into Qi that gets moved throughout the body. And then essentially your Qi translates into Shen, which is your consciousness, your intellect, your creative power. And so you can see this movement from Jing, your sexual energy, then you move it throughout your body, and then you convert it into the Shen, which is your consciousness. And this essentially is saying that your sexual energy can be used to power your mind. However, the Taoists, right? They weren't obsessed with abstinence, but mastery of their sexual energy. And they actually engaged in sexual activity. They weren't afraid of having long drawn out sexual sessions, but their main objective wasn't to release. Their main objective was to be able to have sex, but master and control when they would ejaculate. And you do that through breathing, right? Taking that sexual energy, circulating it through the body, and using your mental powers and consciousness to be able to control and master your sexual energy. But the modern semen retention community is all about avoiding ejaculation to accumulate power. It's not about accumulation of power, it's about mastering that power. There's a big difference. And then we have the Greek Enkrateia, and this is self-mastery as the foundation of all excellence, right? And so they understood that self-mastery in one domain translates to another domain. It's the same way when people say, oh, you should do cold showers every morning. It's not necessarily for the benefits of cold showers. It's the foundation of discipline and self-mastery and doing the things that you may not want to do, right? Doing things that are uncomfortable because that translates to other areas of your life. And the Greeks understood this the best, right? The Stoics fully understood this. And so modern semen retention just believes that, oh, pre-competition abstinence is all you need. And they strip it of the philosophy, right? And like, it's not enough to just say, oh, Muhammad Ali, he abstained before all of his fights. But what was he doing? He was redirecting that energy, right? And so semen retention is not the goal. It's the byproduct of directing your energy elsewhere. Does that make sense? Understand that semen retention is not about, oh, let me just hold my semen. It's about, let me do something else to the point where I don't even have a choice but not to release my semen. because I'm spending my energy elsewhere, right? And so sublimation, which is Freud and Vital Force, which was the Victorians, they taught redirection of libidinal energy, which is your libido, your sex drive, right, into cultural and intellectual production. All of the creative work that you want to do, right, the business that you want to build, the career that you want to pursue, the foundation of it is the mastery of your sexual energy. And modern semen retention, all they say is you conserve, but there's no direction. It's not just about retaining. You can't just retain. You have to actually be locked in and focusing on something and channeling your energy in a physical domain, in a creative domain, in an intellectual domain, with relationships, right? In your professional life, you need to be channeling that energy and transmuting it. It's not enough just to retain. And so none of them were retaining. All of them were redirecting. The Indians, the Taoists, Freud, Tesla, all of these people weren't just retaining. And this is what modern semen retention gets wrong. And so I'm going to walk you through the pattern that most people go through, because they have the right instinct, right? That sexual energy is precious and powerful. However, the framework is wrong. Now, there is a fundamental difference between retention and transmutation. Retention treats the energy as a substance to hoard, right? So imagine you've got a tank of energy. You just want to hold that energy, but not do anything with it. That is the antithesis of what you want to do. Transmutation treats energy as a directional force, right? Something that you should use to fuel your dreams, your ambition, your goals, to carve out the life that you want for yourself. With retention, the pressure accumulates without an outlet. And so your sexual energy will start building up on a day-to-day basis, but you have nowhere to put it. All you're doing is focusing on retaining, and essentially, you're inevitably going to break. But with transmutation, the pressure converts into creative output. I get a lot of messages of people saying that my ability to speak is so good. I've got a presence on camera. Why do you think that is? Because I'm retaining, but I'm also converting that sexual energy into my passion when I speak, right? With retention, you become a man who's defined by what he withholds. This is a negative identity. What you should actually do is transmute and become a man who's defined by what he is building on a day-to-day basis. That becomes the metric that you evaluate your identity by, not by how long your streak is, right? With retention, your streak becomes your identity, and this is super fragile, because when your streak dies, your identity dies with it. However, with transmutation, your direction becomes your identity, and this is robust, because over the course of weeks and months and years, you accumulate evidence of the fact that you are a builder, you are a creator and not a consumer. And so, for example, with me, if my journey was all about my streak, I could relapse in an instant and my identity would collapse with it. I'd be filled with this guilt, this shame and regret. However, I'm on this journey of building my YouTube channel, building my community, right? And a brand. And every day I work towards it, I'm stacking evidence to say that this is the identity that I have. And so if I go one day where I didn't build something, I still have the accumulated evidence of the fact that I have been building for the last few weeks and few months. And so my identity doesn't reset back to zero, right? This is the difference between transmuting and retaining. And when you're doing retention, it's a constant effort against a natural force. Understand that sexual energy is natural. Sexual energy is a part of who you are as a man, and it's the best thing that ever happened to you if you use it correctly. And when you're transmuting, your energy is always moving through a channel. It's not just stagnant. It's not just sitting there. It's not just building up pressure. It's moving through a channel and being directed towards a worthy ideal. Now, the question is never, how do I not release? The question is, what am I building that this force can flow into? Your sexual energy is a powerful force that, if you utilize to your advantage, can be used to build the life that you want. Now, there are two models and one force. There are two different ways you can use this sexual energy. So if you start your semen retention journey, a lot of men become a jar. The jar traps energy. If you imagine a jar and it has a bunch of energy in it, and you close the lid, and there is no outlet, right? the energy starts to build up, and the only way the energy can escape is by the jar breaking, because the pressure accumulates, right? The pressure builds and eventually the container fails and the man returns to release, but it's not by choice, it's because the jar cracked. Most men on retention are just sitting down, still scrolling, still doing the same things, not utilizing the energy that they're building, and they wonder why they crack. They wonder why they can't make it past 4 or 5 days, because they're not creating an outlet for that energy. The energy is never gone, it's only trapped, right? And so understand that it's super important that you don't just sit there with the energy bubbling up, because you're going to be restless. The urges are going to get unbearable and eventually the jar is going to crack. Now, what you can actually do is become a dam, build a dam. And this dam holds the energy in service of direction. Essentially, you have a body of water that is being held back by a dam, and you have two options with the dam. You can either release it from the floodgates and allow the water to dissipate, or you can channel this water through a turbine, and this turbine can generate electricity and power up an entire city, right? You channel the water. And so the energy moves, it doesn't stagnate. You don't just allow the water to build up, you channel it and you keep it flowing and moving. And so throughout your day, you should do something physical. Go to the gym, burn off some energy. You should do something creative, create a video, make some music, draw something, right? You should do something professional. How do you want to elevate in your career? You should have a social interaction, right? All of these things, you should have some sort of intellectual pursuit. Read a book, gain some knowledge, watch a video like this. This is how you utilize and keep your sexual energy flowing so that you don't sit down with it and end up relapsing and watching porn, right? You need to be in constant flow. And this is what the ancient practices taught you, sexual mastery. And so it's not containment, it's direction. The man is not holding force, he's directing the force. Understand that you have so much power inside of you, right? Whether you want to believe that's contained in your semen or it's just an abstract energy reserve or vault inside of you, understand that it's waiting to be unlocked, it's waiting to be directed towards something meaningful. And you don't need willpower. The energy is always moving, right? When you sit down and you have to think about the fact that you have urges, that is when the willpower is needed. And retaining is all about willpower, but willpower is a finite resource. Willpower runs out. However, you always have a channel open to direct your energy towards, and you will never need willpower ever again. Now, we're going to talk about transmutation. And there are 5 channels where you can direct your energy, right? You're going to build a life with no vacancy for simulation. Now, the 5 channels, understand, right? The first law of thermodynamics. Energy can neither be created, nor can it be destroyed. It can only change from one form to another. Understand that your sexual energy, your creative energy, your physical energy are all transferable between each other, right? And so your energy can only be directed or discharged. And there are 5 different ways you can use this energy, right? Creative, physical, professional, intellectual, and relational. Now, I want you to look at all of these categories and ask yourself, which area of your life is lacking the most? Which area, if you were to assign your sexual energy or your energy in general to the area of your life for a period of 30 days, 6 months, 1 year, would you receive the most benefit from? Now, for a lot of men, they're lacking a creative outlet. Right? When you feel a sense of boredom, a sense of restlessness, this inner desire to want to create something, most men get uncomfortable. And so they scroll, they consume creative work rather than actually building something and doing creative work, right? Don't be a consumer, be a creator, right? So building, writing, composing, the creative impulse and the sexual impulse share the same root. This is what Freud's theory of sublimation literally said, that the foundation of your creative work is an ability to control your sexual desire, right? And so use that sexual energy to fuel your creative work. You know there's something that you want to do that's creative. I believe that every human has an inherent orientation towards creative work. It's the reason why we love music, poetry, art, right? And I believe that we all have a desire to create something, but the thing that holds us back is an inability or an inefficiency with our usage of our energy. And also, we consume people's art rather than make our own. We're inspired by other people's work, right? We watch all of the award shows. We go to the cinema to consume other people's work, but we don't create anything ourselves. It's time to start using that sexual energy and creating things. Number two is physical, right? And this is the first available channel. Training transforms the energy. If you ever feel restless, if you ever feel like you're just a bit jittery, go and train and smash a workout. Lift some heavy weights. Go for a long run. Do some intense weights or exercise, right? Do some sort of fighting activity, and I promise you, you will burn off so much energy in a literal sense and also in a spiritual sense, right? Use that intensity, use that aggression, use that testosterone that is accumulating to build the dream physique that you want, right? Next is the professional channel. Ambition is merely redirected desire. It's the desire, the deep desire to want to be better than you are. The man building something real has an inexhaustible draw on this force, right? Every day I wake up and all I think about is, what video should I make? What post should I make in the community? How can I improve my brand, right? How can I become someone that influences the lives of others, right? And I move towards that. I have an insatiable desire to just want to improve and impact the world. This is my professional channel that is becoming real. Now we've got an intellectual pursuit. Every night before bed, I promise you, I read for at least half an hour, right? And throughout the day, as I'm learning, as I'm making these slides, learning about the ancient India and the Taoist China, I'm learning every single day. Every man must have some sort of intellectual pursuit, something that they're interested in. You should write, you should read, you should watch documentaries, listen to podcasts. Continually be expanding your knowledge on different topics, right? The mind seeking truth operates on the same drive as the body seeking release, right? And so the same drive that fuels you towards seeking out sexual stimuli and releasing is the same drive that you could be using to enhance your cognitive abilities, your wisdom, your knowledge, right? And fifth is relational. And this is something that a lot of men lack in their lives. Strong relationships, deep connections, intimacy. And it's a big reason why men struggle with their sexual desire, with lust, with releasing all of the time, because they don't have that connection in real life. And so they seek it in the artificial form of pixels on a screen, rather than going out into the real world and connecting with people. Real intimacy, the courage to be known, the highest and the most demanding channel. Why is it the highest and the most demanding? Usually the things in life that are the most difficult to attain are the most valuable things in life. And real intimacy, real connection, real relationships, they carry with it the risk of rejection, the risk of being seen, the risk of failing, the risk of awkward moments and embarrassment. But if you can push through that, right, if you can talk to that girl, if you can speak to that guy in the gym, right, if you can join the community of other men who are building and make posts and generate that confidence, it's the most rewarding, because then you feel seen, and humans are social creatures. And so you should be directing your energy towards a relational channel. And on a daily basis, you should be choosing at least two or three or a combination of these channels to be directing your energy towards. Otherwise, the pressure is going to build and you're going to break, right? So there's a fundamental difference between suppression and transmutation. This is the critical distinction between the two, and I need you to listen to this, because most men, when they practice semen retention, are just suppressing this sexual desire. And this is a recipe for disaster and catastrophe. This is the typical cycle or the loop that happens when you suppress. The energy arises and then you refuse to act on it. You get the feeling of restlessness, the irritability, the jolt of energy, it comes and you refuse to act on it. You just sit there, right? You end up scrolling, you distract yourself. What happens? The energy remains trapped in that jar, right? And then the pressure builds and eventually it releases, but it's involuntary, right? By that point, you're a slave to your impulses and your desires, and you just default to the natural pathway, which is to release that energy, right? And this is constant effort, and the energy is never gone. You're constantly relying on willpower when you're suppressing, because that pressure is unbearable. The presence of the pressure is always known. And so constantly as you navigate your day, you're thinking, damn, I've got so much energy, I don't know what to do with it. And you're interpreting this as only sexual energy. But the real problem is that you haven't been building anything. You haven't been assigning your energy to anything else. So of course the pressure is going to build. And so this is why transmutation is so powerful. Because when you're transmuting, the energy arises, but a channel is present. A creative channel, a professional channel, a physical channel, right? And so you know when that energy comes, let me just bang 10 push-ups. Let me go to the gym. Let me start working on that project. Let me call a friend and go out for drinks. Whatever, I don't know about drinks, but I just said that as an example, right? And so what happens is the energy moves to the channel, and rather than just remaining trapped, and then that energy transforms into output, into real results, into evidence. And then you can stack the evidence and start accumulating it and seeing that you are changing, you are evolving your identity as a man. And then the pressure doesn't accumulate because you're expending the energy through different channels. So there's no willpower required and the energy is always moving. And so if you're wondering, why do I always fail on semen retention? The reason why you fail is because you're not transmuting, you're just retaining. And that pressure builds and you can't handle it anymore. And then as we come to a close, I'm going to teach you how to actually implement this in real life as a daily lived reality. There's a big difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is learning, understanding that something is true. And wisdom is having the courage and the discipline to be able to implement this knowledge in real life. And this is what we're going to move to. Right, and so the retainer and the transmuter. The identity of the retainer, he is defined by what he does not do. This is a negative identity. Right, he's constantly thinking, did I release today? Right, he's constantly proud of himself because he didn't release, but he hasn't built anything in his life. And this is why there are men who post videos on YouTube, oh, day 365 of semen retention, but they're still not making progress in any other area of their life. Their entire identity is how many days they've gone without releasing. And they still say, make no money. They still don't have a girlfriend. They still don't have a solid career or stability in their life because they're defined by what they're not doing. But the transmuter is defined by what he is building. And so you can see there will be a stark difference between the man who's retaining and the man who's transmuting over the course of 5 years, right? What I'm doing is I'm transmuting, and you should be transmuting too. If I was just sitting down in my room retaining, I wouldn't be making this video right now. Right, and so every time you do something in your life that is productive, understand that is you transmuting. And the more stuff you do, the less willpower you need to actually retain. And retention just becomes a byproduct of you building your life. The daily focus of the retainer is counting days, monitoring his urges, and also I'll add, watching these types of videos. Watching other men who are also on their retention journey, that is draining your energy as well. That is keeping your identity locked in on semen retention rather than on becoming a builder, becoming a sovereign man. The transmuter is focused on what gets built daily. At the end of each day, he asks himself, what did I build? What kind of man did I become, right? What is a tangible evidence of the fact that I am not just someone retaining, but I am someone who's building in real life. Discipline. The retainer is focused on resistance and saying no. No is negative, right? You're saying no, you're scared of the sexual urges. You're scared of the sexual energy. The retainer is saying yes. He's about direction, right? He's saying yes to the work. He's saying yes to the gym. He's saying yes to the creative outlet, right? And so when it comes to failing, for the retainer, it's all about relapse, shame, restart, guilt, embarrassment. These are all negative. The fail for the transmuter is when he loses focus on the build. And so if I go a few weeks without dropping a video, without making progress on any of the five channels, that is how I know I failed. And so the metric that I judge myself by is not by the fact that I've relapsed, but it's by the fact that I haven't been building the life that I want. And then the inner experience of the retainer is a constant low hum of suppressed urge, right? This is the man who in the back of his mind is constantly thinking about trying to suppress his sexual energy, and his life revolves around it. But the inner experience of the transmuter is a life that has use for everything he has. This is the man who has built his life. This is the man who is working towards his goals on a daily basis, right? And semen retention is literally just a byproduct. The counter is not the metric. What you are building is the metric. Inside of the Sovereign Circle, we have a community of men who are literally obsessed with building. I'm trying to build the biggest community of men who understand that sexual mastery and creation go hand in hand. A community of men who every day are posting, this is what I've built today, this is the progress I've made. And it's not a community centered around a streak like NoFap. It's not a community where there's any shame or guilt. It's literally men who are constantly trying to improve. If you want to join, click the link in the description. Now, this is the practice from retention to sovereignty, right? These aren't rules, these are questions that you should ask yourself. When you first wake up in the morning, this is the most important part. When you wake up in the morning, there's a small window within which your brain is susceptible to programming. And so if you pick up your phone first thing in the morning and start scrolling, you're setting yourself up for failure. Use that window to ask yourself, what channels am I maintaining today? What do I want to work on? What do I want to focus on, right? And then throughout the day, you ask yourself, you have to stay conscious, right? And say, am I building or am I avoiding the build? You know there's something that you need to be doing right this very moment that you're not doing. This should be the primary question that you ask yourself throughout the day. What am I supposed to be doing right now? Am I using my energy wisely or am I wasting it and siphoning it off into a black hole? Should I go to the gym? Should I work on this business idea? Should I go talk to this girl? Blah, blah, blah. Every moment you should be asking yourself, how am I using my energy? And when the urge arrives throughout the day, and it will arise, right? What channel is this energy asking for? Read the urge and ask yourself, there's something that I should be doing. And then you go and do that thing. And in the evening, you reflect and ask yourself, what did I build today? At the end of every day, ask yourself, what didn't exist this morning that exists tonight? And if there's nothing, then tomorrow is another opportunity to actually build something and make something real. And on a weekly basis, you ask yourself, is this life one that has genuine use for everything I have? Have you been using the full capability of your human potential every single week? And if not, then you've got a lot of work to do. Reflect and audit your energy and where you've been putting it, right? And ask yourself, is your life the full expression of your potential? Or is it the expression of the lower frequency version of yourself, right? Now, the only retention that matters. What a man retains is not fluid. It's attention, time, creative force, ambition. If you have been part of the semen retention community and you've been solely focused on retaining the physical fluid, the biological fluid that is stored in your testicles, it's not enough, right? You can retain for years and years and years and still emerge as the same man if you're not transmuting your energy, right? Understand that the real thing you're retaining is your time, your creative ambition, right? Your drive, your life force, but you have to redirect it. And every major civilization that addressed this understood the same thing. It's not about what you withhold. It's about where you redirect. The man who has transmuted his energy has not become someone who holds more. He has become someone who builds more. And that is the only direction that matters. Understand that the entire desexualized mind philosophy is not about suppression of your sexual desire. It's not about being ashamed of the fact that you have sexual urges. In fact, it's about celebrating the fact that you have this potential and this energy to use at your will. Understand that, listen, if you're draining and releasing your sexual energy on a day-to-day basis, rather than using it to become the man that you want to become, you're truly wasting your life. So, the practice is real. The ancient world knew something that you have not been told. But now you've been told, now you understand the power of your sexual energy. Now you understand what semen retention got right, what it got wrong, where it can be improved. The instinct is real. Every major civilization arrived here independently without consoling each other, right? Different parts of the globe came to the same conclusion. The experience is neurochemically real. So if you don't like the spiritual stuff or the religious or the mysticism stuff, understand that there's real neurochemical changes with the dopamine, prolactin that are happening inside of your brain when you retain. This is how you regain your clarity, your power, your consciousness back. However, the model is wrong. None of the traditions were retaining. All of them were redirecting, and modern semen retention borrowed the surface and discarded the entire philosophy. It's not just about your sexual energy, it's about building the life holistically and becoming the overall man that you want to become. Understand that the work is not retention, it's not suppression of desire. Transmutation is the work. So I'm no longer going to call it semen retention. I'm going to call it sexual transmutation. It's one force, five channels, and a life with no vacancy, no space, no desire left for simulation. The counter is not the metric. The work is the metric. So if you take anything from this lecture, please understand that now you should judge yourself by the amount of work that you do in one of the five channels, not by how long you've retained your seed form, because that is a very precarious, a very rocky foundation upon which to build your life, because that can be torn away from you in a moment's notice. However, if you're building on a day-to-day basis and accumulating that evidence, that can't be taken away from you. Focus on what is within your control. Focus on the things that you can do on a day-to-day basis to materialize the reality that you want. And with that being said, the Sovereign Circle is where the work actually happens. I'll see you in the next video.